Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
On Midwest Week, the recounts are over for Scott County, but the numbers still don't seem to add up. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Watson, local government reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Sarah, starting with Election Day back on November 8th, what was the possible discrepancy in the results for Scott County?
Right. So on Election Day, tallies came in, and the Scott County Auditor and the Secretary of State found about close to 500 ballots that were not included in the tallies and the absentee ballot totals, but they did have those physical ballots, those totals of ballots that they'd received, but it just wasn't included in the results. So they had to do so then the Scott County Auditor called this administrative recount to try to reconcile those numbers.
Okay, so those absentee ballots, they had the physical ballots, but somehow that 490 or 500 didn't appear in the final totals. Is that the idea?
Right. And it's still kind of unclear why that happened. It could be maybe a stack was left out and just didn't get through the machine, if ballots went through it and jammed and then maybe didn't get counted properly. It's really unclear, and the Scott County Auditor hasn't really given us any finality or really good answers as to why that was.
Okay, so that was the first recount, and then they held another one, and what did they learn in that one?
Yeah, so then, let's see. So the first recount was of all of Scott County's absentee ballots. And why that was significant, you know, sometimes 500 ballots isn't going to decide a race, especially races that are decided by hundreds, if not thousands, of votes. But there was one race in particular that was really close, and that was House District 81, which covers a northwest quadrant of Davenport. And in that district, it was very close. On election night, before they discovered this, 500 ballots that weren't counted, it looked like the Republican Luana Stoltenberg was actually ahead by about 30 votes. And so then when it was discovered that there were about 500 absentee ballots that weren't counted, it really suggested to a lot of political observers, hey, these extra ballots, usually Democrats are more likely to vote absentee. So this could really impact the race outcome. So then by the time that all of the absentee ballots were counted, which took about a week and several different recounts, the county auditor finally reported with confidence that the ballots were counted and that actually the Democrat in that race, Craig Cooper, was ahead by 6. Previously, he had been down by about 30. So that's obviously a very close race. There are about 10,000 votes total cast in that race. The Republican, Luana Stoltenberg, asked for a recount of just that race.
And so this would be the third recount of some of the results from Scott County. What was the outcome there?
Yeah, so that I guess it would kind of be like the second recount, but okay. just if you think of it in camps, there was the Scott County Auditor's recount of just all of the absentee ballots, and then I guess third if you're talking about Election Day. So there's like the Election Day count, and then there's the countywide absentee ballot recount that the auditor conducted, and now we're on to this specific legislative race. And so how that works is each candidate picks a representative to serve on this recount board, and then they each agree on a third neutral party. And then that three-member board decides how to conduct the recount. And they decided to do a combination of machine and hand count, and that they would certify eventually a hand count. And so that took about a week, and by the end of the process, it appeared that Luana Stoltenberg, they finished their count, and Luana Stoltenberg was ahead by 11 votes.
Okay. And so now they were counting by machine and by hand. So did they count each ballot twice, or were they doing some of each? How did that work?
Yeah, so the machine, so how that worked, they fed in the ballots into a machine which sorted out, and I should say this was for the absentee ballots specifically. So the absentee ballots weren't sorted by precinct, the recount board needed to put them through the machine, which then sorted out ballots that were people that voted in the House District 81 race, and then put all the other races that throughout Scott County that other people would have voted in for their state house representative. So and then as those ballots go through the machine, it counts the votes, counts any under or over votes, and then the recount board took those out and counted them by hand.
Okay, so we've got Stoltenberg ahead, and then Cooper ahead, and then finally Stoltenberg ahead. Is there any explanation for why these changes? Was there some problem in the machine, or, you know, there's a piece of gum on a ballot that got hung up or something? I don't know.
It's a little unclear right now. Both the county auditor and the recount board members have said that they're very confident in their results, and it is just really unusual from recount to recount to have a swing of dozens of votes. Typically, and we saw this in other recounts across the state, that recounts changed margins by 1, 2, 3, or a handful of votes of similar sizes to this one. So it was pretty unusual to see a swing of 40 or so ballots. According to the Scott County auditor, her totals, when she finished, she did a machine count, hand counted, and all of the numbers, she said, reconciled and matched when she, on the final day of their administrative recount. And so she was very confident in that number. And then she said when the recount board put the ballots through the machine to sort them out, that number that went into the machine was very close to what her numbers found and confirmed Craig Cooper as the winner. But the recount board can decide, you know, if there's a discrepancy between a hand count and a machine count, they can certify one or the other. And they had decided before they'd even started that they would go ahead and they would, if there was any discrepancy, they would certify the hand count. And so what the recount board has told me is essentially they counted all the ballots that they had, that they recounted some boxes 9 times, they said, so by hand. You know, it's possible that, you know, perhaps there were ballots missed or ballots that were run through the machine twice. I mean, it's really unsure, but all of that aside, there the recount board, these three members that were, two of them are chosen by the candidate, and there's a third neutral party. Those folks are, according to Iowa law, like the final deciders on how the recount's results are reported. And you've got to get at least two of the recount board members to sign off on the results and say these are accurate. And actually, all three of the board members signed off on the recount results. And so that is what is finalized, and the Scott County supervisors have to then finalize that and certify the winner based on the recount board's decision. And and the Democrat, Craig Cooper, he's accepted these results, even though there's a lot of questions still about, like, you know, how the absentee ballots, why there were so many different discrepancies, and he has graciously accepted the results. But, you know, if he wanted to, he could take some kind of challenge to the House of Representatives to try to be seated instead. The House of Representatives is overwhelmingly controlled by Iowa Republicans, who probably would not be too receptive to that kind of a challenge.